Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show. What's up, Washed Up Walk-Ons fans? It's Tyler, and you are probably wondering why this episode that you just clicked on is only 10 or 12 or 15 minutes long, and that is because this is one of those Patreon-exclusive episodes where to get access to the entire episode, which could be 40, 50, possibly an hour long, 40, 50 minutes or an hour long, you are going to have to subscribe on our Patreon channel. This isn't too short, you guys. This is only going to happen every other month, one in every 16 episodes. You're going to have one of these episodes where we do a Q&A from the fans, where we sit down, and these episodes in full will only be available to our level 2 or level 3 subscribers on Patreon. We haven't really described the entire Patreon on the podcast before, so I'm going to go over it real quick and just talk about why that is a thing now, and how you can get in and be a part of that. The Patreon was a thing that happened because a lot of people were wanting to donate to the podcast, give back to us, when in reality, you guys have given us everything, and we want to give you guys the most value that we can. So we decided to start a Patreon where we could, for a small amount of money each month, you could sign up to be a patron of the Watch Up Walk-Ons, and at certain levels you could earn extra rewards that we were able to create for you. This was in conjunction with us starting a YouTube channel and starting to put the full episodes live up on YouTube, and a few other perks that I'll run down here in a second. The podcast was starting to take so much time throughout the week that we decided to capitalize on a little bit of compensation for that extra time, and we're going to use that extra money to continue to build our merchandise store and create awesome content for you guys. So real quick, before we get into that small snippet of this exclusive episode, I'm going to go over those levels of membership on the Patreon, and then we'll get you to this content. For the $4 level, the lowest level, you are going to get 10% off all merchandise that we come out with, along with access to any subscriber exclusive merchandise that we create. All right, for the $8 level, the second level of support, you're going to get a bump to 15% off all merchandise that we create, access to that subscriber exclusive merchandise, and then on top of those two things, you're going to get ad-free early access to the audio version of each episode. So you're going to get, right after we record on Sundays, you're going to get access to the Monday episode on that Sunday afternoon, and the Thursday episodes I usually have ready to listen to and fully post-processed by Tuesday morning. So you're going to have access to those episodes 1 to 2 days early. You're also going to get access to bi-monthly subscriber only Q&A episodes, which is what you're listening to right now, only you'll have access to the full episode that doesn't include this little tidbit about the Patreon. Those episodes could be 40 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour long. They'll be really good content. They're based off of the, you know, the Twitter and the social media that you guys create, so it's kind of run by you, and then you guys get to listen to us answer those questions and be funny and mess around. At that last level, you get everything that I just said, plus your merchandise bump, or your merchandise discount gets bumped to 20% off of everything that we create. You'll also have access to immediate video format of every single episode on the day that they come out. So on our YouTube channel, we release the video version 1 week post it coming out in audio. You'll have access to that video on the same day that it comes out. And then you'll also get access to live bi-monthly hangouts, which will alternate months with the Q&A episodes, where we go into our Zoom meetings and we bring everybody in that's on that level that wants to come in and chat. We do a live Q&A. It never gets posted anywhere. It's exclusively for that third tier where they get to come and hang out with us for an hour every other month. That is what our Patreon is about. That's what the current rewards and tier system looks like. And if you would like to join that and be able to hear the entirety of this episode, then we would greatly appreciate it. And you can do that at patreon.com/washupwalkons. As always, Hawks by a million. I hope you guys enjoy this little tidbit of the episode. Yeah, what do you think it would take to get KF on the show? And this is a good one that I want to address because I've had a lot of people ask, like, can we get Keith Duncan on the show? Can we get some of the coaches on the show? So with the coaches, I don't know. Like, this show, I would like to think, the Wash Up Walk-Ons is still, like, early. Like, baby steps in development of, like, what we're trying to build and be as a podcast and a brand. Like, we want this thing to last forever if it's possible. No.
Do we though?
Well, for now, yeah. out of respect, so we know that we don't run a clean show. Like, this show is NSFW, not safe for work. You're not going to listen with your 7-year-old kids.
Here's an opportunity for me to look like an idiot. I thought NSFW stood for not suitable for women, because everything that I've ever seen that was NSFW was like, yeah, my mom would be really, like, disgusted.
Okay. Well, all right. Hey guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify, one of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Washed Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Washed Up Walk-Ons. Not safe for work. Out of respect, and we had a question if we could get, like, one of the recruits on the show.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I just think that out of respect for the program and the guys that we played under and played with, we don't want to bring anybody on the show that's still currently, obviously we're associated with the program, right? But, like, our tie has been cut. We no longer are
We don't speak for the team. We don't do anything.
Right. You know, and like anyone who's still got time left, like, we don't want to tarnish like their reputation or possibly get them in a situation where, like, as you guys have seen, people get on the show. Even Nate Stanley gets on the show. Nate said ass or shit one or two times when he came on the on the podcast. People open up when they're with guys they know or guys that are, they're similar with, and they kind of start to talk about stuff that is the good old times in their life. And we don't want Keith Duncan coming on here. Not that he would, but just for the far out chance that he comes on here, he's still got a year left in the program. Like, things he does in his personal life still matter to the coaches, all this stuff. And then he says something, you know, we would obviously cut it, but he says something or does something that, you know, the coaches don't like, and we don't want that. Now, as far as getting coaches on, at some point, I would love to get some of the strength coaches on. I would love to be able to sit down with Coach Doyle and have like a serious episode.
That would be pretty sick. I don't know if you'd ever agree, but that would be sick.
Getting KF on the episode is just on an episode is just, I mean, if
it's it, improbable, man, it's if it just ever the, happens, it happens, but it's improbable.
It's just the longest of long shots you've ever heard of. I mean, think of anything crazier and it's probably more likely to happen than getting KF on the show.
I personally refuse to ask him out of pure respect for the man.
Right.
This is a shitty podcast.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And so that's, if that's a good answer, that's an elongated answer.
After Coach Ferentz retires, maybe. If we're still a podcast and Coach Ferentz retired, I think it would be fair game. Like, I would just call him on the phone and be like, first of all, Coach, congratulations and thank you and all these things. And would you like to have a convo?
Absolutely.
And trick question, he's not allowed to retire.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. What's the most alcohol Drake has consumed in one night, and what stupid stuff did he do afterwards?
Here's an amazing story, man. I apologize to my mother in advance. This was
a four part question, by the way. That was just part one.
Oh no.
Keep going.
All right, continue with the question.
The other stuff doesn't relate. It's just four different questions, I guess.
Okay. Let me take a drink of water.
I'm really excited for this. I really
am. It was my true freshman year. And we had just beaten Nebraska, and we were on break. And I went back home after the game to a party in Muscatine. And I was now like, you know, I was Drake who was playing for Iowa, blah, blah, blah. So I thought I was tough. And I took down what ended up being the better part of a bottle of Captain Morgan, which to this day is the last time Captain Morgan has touched these lips. And like everything was good for whatever the half hour, hour, until the alcohol just put me face down. And I ended up, there was a few girls that I knew at the party, and I looked at them and I was like, I need to go home. And so I couldn't even get myself to this girl's truck, first of all. Like, bless these girls' heart for dealing with me, because I mean, I was a freaking mess now. And we get out of the parking lot or wherever this house party was at. And I have to pull over or have to have them pull over so I can puke. And then I pass out in the back. We get to my house, right? One of them goes in to like get me some water or something and like maybe a towel. And the other one was like trying to help me, but I was just on my hands and knees in my front yard. And like, this is the weird thing about me. Like, I was that messed up, but I don't black out. Like, no matter how drunk I've ever gotten, I remember all the misery. And so like,
that's tough.
I remember being on my hands and knees screaming at my lawn, just projectile puking, right? So these girls, they I'm slung over them like I just broke my leg on the 35 and I'm about to get on the cart, right? They're like dragging me into my house, and here's my mom, arms folded in the doorway. Because I'm 19 years old, just came home from college, and this is the first time
this has ever happened.
And two women are dragging and you into your own
girls,
house.
No. Two girls that she's known for their whole lives. These girls have known my mom since we were young. My mom, one of the girls' moms was my mom's principal. And I think my mom worked with the other one's mom. So this goes way back now. And my mom was so embarrassed. And that night, my mom had to help me get from passed out in the shower to the futon. That was a bad night.
That's tough. The other two parts of that's great. The other two parts of
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.